Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are up to Daf Ches Amud Beis, 8B, but we are going to be starting on the bottom of 8A of Ches Amud Aleph. And we are starting with the Gemara, where it says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Yami, Mai Dixiv Oz VeHashem Yichlu. What does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk says in Yeshaya that those who forsake Hashem will be consumed? Zeha Maniach, Sefer Torah V'Yotzei. This is referring to someone who leaves the shul while the Sefer Torah is open and being read from. Therefore, Rabbi Abahu, Nafik bin Gavril Gavril. When Rabbi Abahu would leave and go out during davening, he would leave between aliyahs, so that way the Torah wasn't open being read from, so he would avoid this issue with the pasuk. Bayer of Papa, Rav Papa asks, Bein psuka bu psuka mahu, what's the halacha if you leave between psukim? Is that better than maybe leaving in the middle of the pasuk? Teku, and Gemara says this is an unresolved question. We'll have to discuss that at another point. Rav Sheshes Mahadar Ape Vigaris, Rav Sheshes would turn his face in the middle of Torah reading, in the middle of Kriyas Torah, and he would go and learn. Amar Anan B'nidan, V'inhu B'didhu, and he would say, I'm doing my thing, you guys do your thing. Now, there's a lot of Rishonim try to understand what exactly is going on over here. What does this mean? Either he was already Yotze Kriyas Torah, he was blind, so he couldn't look inside. He learned for a living, so maybe it's a little different. So many different answers to explain what Rav Sheshes was doing. But Rav Sheshes would turn his face and do his own learning during that time. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yami Leolam Yashlam Adam Parshiyosav Imatzibor Shnayim Mikra V'Yachat Targum. The Gemara introduces us to the halacha of Shnayim Mikra. We should make sure to read the Torah two times, the text, and one time the Targum. Now, we obviously know many people do Rashi, many people do other types of Targum, but this is where it comes from. Shnayim Mikra V'Yachat Targum. Now, on the top of Chesam and Beis, says the Gemara, Ba'afilu Ataros V'Divon. Even these words, Ataros V'Divon, which are two names of cities mentioned in Bamidbar, and they're just two names where Rashi tells us there's no Targum on those names. So even that needs to have Shnayim Mikra V'Yachat Targum. Because anyone who does this, who finishes the Parshios with the Tzibor, they get long days and long years. Long life is the reward for Shnayim Mikra V'Yachat Targum. Now the Gemara tells us some stories. Rabbi Barabai, Savrala Shulminhu, Parshi Yesaya, Dekuli Shat, B'mali Diyom, Ektiki Pure. So Rev Bibi Barabai, he wanted to go ahead and make a Siyam and finish the entire Torah on Erev Yom Kippur every single year. That was going to be the day, the cutoff day that you had to go and finish the entire Torah. He's going to spend a lot of time learning Torah during that day. Tanale Chia Bar Rav Midifti. Chia Bar Rav Midifti taught him the following brisa. The brisa says, "Ksiv inisim es nafsho sechem tishal lachoresh ba'erev." The pasuk tells us that you have to start afflicting yourself from the night of the ninth. V'chiv tishah misanim. But are you really fasting from the ninth of Tishrei? We know that Yom Kippur is v'halo basar misanim. We know that we fast on the 10th of Tishrei. So why does the pasuk say the 9th? El lomar alcha, it's coming to teach us koha ocha v'shosa bachi imala v'kasu ki u'misanet shiva asiri. That there is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. So many different explanations as to why that is. Not for us right now. But we see that there is a lot to do on that day. So sabar lakta minhu. So it can't be that we have to go and finish the Torah on that day because there's too much going on that day. We're too busy preparing for Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Barabai thought maybe we want to finish the Torah reading earlier so that way we can finish them over the course of 2 weeks. He learned from a certain elder who taught him a brisa who said that when it comes to Shnayim Mikra, we have to go week by week. We shouldn't be too far ahead or too far behind. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as he advised his sons, one of the things Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would always say to his children is make sure you finish Shnayim Mikra V'Yachat Targum with the Tzibur. Each week, make sure you go ahead and finish that limud. So we also have now other things. The Gemara goes into different things that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his sons. Vizharu bav Ridin k'Rabbi Yehuda. And when you're doing a Shlita, make sure to be careful for these Vridin, which means make sure you just cut the entire blood vessels of through the neck of any Shechting that you're going to be doing. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to, when you're doing a shlita on a bird, you make sure to cut all of the vridin, all of the main blood vessels that are in the neck. Now, a third thing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi instructed to his sons, make sure that you're careful in terms of honoring a Talmud Chacham who forgot all of his learning, someone who gets older in age. We know, unfortunately, people forget things and it becomes difficult to watch. Make sure you still respect them very much because we know that the Luchos were in the Aron, but also the broken Luchos were in the Aron as well. So if they once had Torah, it's still something which we take very seriously. So make sure to show them the proper respect as well. Gemara now goes into three things that Rava taught his children. Amar Gu Rava Livnei. Rava used to say to his sons, Kishatem Chotlem Basar Al Tischatu Al Gav Hayad. When you're cutting meat, don't cut towards your hand with a knife going toward your hand. Why is this? Ikadam Remishim Sakana. So one of Peshitta is that you shouldn't do this because it's dangerous. Ikadam Remishim Kil Kol Suda. Nothing to do with the fact that it's dangerous, but you're going to cut yourself, it's going to bleed everywhere, and it's going to ruin the entire meal for everyone. Another thing that Rava told his children, Al Teshu Amitas Aramis, make sure not to sit on the bed of an Aramis, an Aramean woman, a non-Jewish person. And the third thing that Rava told his sons is don't walk behind a shul when the tzibur is in the middle of davening. It just doesn't look nice. It's not respectful. So stay away from that. Now the Gemara goes and analyzes this. What does this mean? What does it mean that you shouldn't sit on the bed of an Aramean woman? So once some say, lo tignu below kriyashma. Don't go to sleep without first saying kriyashma amita. It's really just a euphemism. That's one way to explain it. Ikad amre, others want to explain. Dilotin svug yurta. That this family should not marry gerim because these were families of Kohanim. Ikad amre aramis mamish. And others say, no, it's literally talking about sitting on the bed of a non-Jewish woman, of an Armenian woman. Umishua maisidur of Papa. And really, it's referring back to the story of Rav Papa. The Rav Papa azal gabi aramis. The Rav Papa was once at the house of an aramis. Hotia lo mita, and she bought out a bed or a couch for him to sit on. Amra lo shave. She said, oh, sit down. Amra la ain't yoshev ad shetig bi esamit. And he said, I'm a little suspicious of you. I'm not going to sit down until you lift up the bed or lift up the couch so I can see what's underneath it. Higbi esamit o matzo sham tinok mace. And she lifted the bed up and she found there was a dead child under that bed. Mikan amru chacham asr le shev al mitas haramis. Basically, a little bit of a backstory for what happened over there is that they wanted to accuse Rav Papa for they owed Rav Papa some stuff, so they tried to accuse him of something to get out of a certain loan. So they wanted to set him up to make it look like he killed this child, and that's what they were trying to do, which is something that we now made usher because we don't want to get people into that type of situation. Now, the third of the instructions that Rava gave his children was, V'altav ruach rebi sekenesis, b'shasha tzibor mispalin. You shouldn't go behind a shul when they are davening. Misaya leil Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Asher lo adam sh'av ruach rebi sekenesis, b'shasha tzibor mispalin. We have to make sure we are very careful. You don't walk by a minion that's in process. You don't walk by a shul that's in the middle of davening, you'd walk right by it because it makes it look like you want nothing to do with a tzibur, that you don't really believe in tefillah, that you don't take it seriously at all. Amar Abaye, now we qualify this ruling. Vilo amronela deleka pisla achrina. So this whole thing is only said when there's no other door. When that's the only other way to enter, then that's going to be a problem. But if there's another door to enter, then you can walk right by without having a problem because people can assume that you might go in a different way. And this is only said when this is the only shul in the entire community. But if there is another shul, less lamba, then we have nothing to be concerned about because people could just assume you're going to a different shul. And this also applies when you're not only applies when you're not carrying something heavy. The low rahit, or if you're not running, the low manach tefillin, or if he's wearing tefillin. Aval ikachad mehanach leslambo. The Gemara is basically saying if people will assume something else other than the fact that you just hate God and hate davening, then it would be potentially okay. We now have a brisa that relates to some of these instructions that Rava gave his children. Tanya. We learned in the brisa, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "B'shlosha dvarim ohev ani esam madiim." There are three things that I love about the madiim. When they would cut meat, they would only cut on the table. This is the thing that's similar. They wouldn't cut it into their hands. That's why it's mentioned over here. When they would kiss, they would only kiss on the hands. And when they would have counsel or get advice, they would only do it in the field, and that's what they were good. You know, when it comes to this last one, they say that when you talk in a house, the walls have ears, things get out. No such thing as a secret, but in the field, maybe there would be such thing as a secret, and maybe that would be okay. Good. Now, what's the source for this last one? Amar Avada Barava, Maikra Vayishlach Yaakov V'Ragrol Rachel Leah Hasada El Tzono. We see this meeting happen in the field, because when we want things to be private, we meet in the field. Tanya, we have a brisa. Amar Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel says, "B'shlosha dvarim ohev ani es haparsiim." There are three things that I love about the Persians. Heinz nuin b'achilason. They are modest in their eating. It's nuin b'beis hakisei, and they're modest when they go to the bathroom. It's nuin b'davar acher, and they are modest when it comes to Rashi teaches us tashmish hamita. We have a pasuk that relates to our relationship to the Persians. Anitzi v'esigum kudashi. The Pasuk says that I have commanded my prepared ones. This is the Pasuk in Yeshaya. So it's talking about the downfall of Bavel and as it relates to the persons who came out on top. Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Aparsi Mamukudashim Muzumanim LeGehenim. These are the Persians who are prepared and ready to go straight to Gehenim. And even though they are deserving of Gehenim and they've done a lot of bad things to us, still these three things we admire of them. So now we are going to go into a totally different discussion back to our initial Mishnah. If we remember, our Mishnah was talking about Kriyat Shema of Maariv. And we had one starting time, which was when the Kohanim are allowed to go and eat their Truma. And we had a few ending times. We had either the end of the first watch, which we discussed, how do you count that? We had the Chachamim said Chatzos, and we had Rabban Gamliel who said Amud HaShachar. They went even further and said anytime the Chacham say Chatzos, it's really referring to Amud HaShachar. So now we're going to analyze a statement of Rabbi Gamliel who said that you can say Kriyat Shema until Amud HaShachar. Amar Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yudah said the name of Shmuel, that Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you may recite Kriyat Shema until dawn, until Amud HaShachar. Tanya. We have a Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, Pa'amim Shadam Kori Kriyat Shema Shtei Pa'amim Ba'layla. There are times when a person can say Kriyat Shema twice in the middle of the night. Achas kodem she'ala amud ha'shachar, ve'achas la'achar she'ala amud ha'shachar. One right before dawn and one right after dawn. V'yotze b'hen yidei chovaso achas shayom ve'achas shalayla. And through doing that, they're not such a long time apart, you'll fulfill Kriyat Shema of the nighttime and of the daytime. The Gemara says this doesn't make any sense. Hagu fakasha. This in itself is a contradiction. Amar pa'amim shadam kore Kriyat Shema shtei pa'amim ba'layla. You just said that there are times when a person could say Kriyat Shema twice at night, before dawn and after dawn. Alma lachar she'alom and ashachar leilahu. You just said both of these things are called nighttime. If they're both called nighttime, then how would you possibly be able to fulfill your your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema of daytime? Hadar tani yotze ben yidu chavasa achas she'alom and achas leila alma yimamahu. So which one is it? Is it daytime or nighttime? Is after amud ashachar considered nighttime or daytime? Answers the Gemara, lo liolam leilahu. Really, it's considered nighttime. Hadikar le yom, and that which it's called yom in order to allow you to fulfill your Kriyat Shema obligation of the daytime. Deika inche tekaime ba'yi shaita. There are some people who get up during that time of night. Amarav acha bar chanina, amarav Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'Reb Shimon Yochai. Halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. We now have a different version of this last teaching that we just had. Ika demasni laha, derav acha bar chanina. There are those who teach us in a different way. The Tanya, the Price it says, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer Mishim Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is the name of Rabbi Akiva. Ba'amim Shalom Korei Kriyat Shema Shtei Pa'amim Ayom. Achas Kodem Anitzacham V'Achas Lachar Anitzacham. Yotze Bani Lechovaso. Achas Shel Yom V'Achas Shel Laila. There are times when someone's going to say Shema twice during the day. One before Nate, one before sunrise, and one after sunrise, and you're going to fulfill your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema at night and of day. But this again, same question. Haguf Akasha. Amar Pa'amim Shadam Korei Kriyat Shema Shtei Pa'amim Bayom. You just said that you're going to say it twice during the day. Alma Kodem Anitzacham Yimamahu, which makes it sound that before Nate, it's considered daytime. V'adar Tani Yotze Ben Yidei Chovasa Hashal Yom Ve'ach Hashal Laila Alma Leilahu. But then you say you fulfill your nighttime Kriyat Shema with it, so it sounds like it's nighttime. So which one is it? Is it daytime or is it nighttime? So answer the Gemara, Lo Liolam Yimamahu, really it's called daytime. Really, it's called daytime. Hayde karulei laila dika inche deganu bahi shaita. And that, really, it's called daytime. And when we refer to it as nighttime, it's because some people are sleeping still at that time. Am Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Chanina, Am Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halacha k'Reb Shimon she'amar mishum Rabbi Akiva. Halacha goes like that. That is the end of Ches Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful day.